Well, howdy people, Solo Man here, and it's a Friday night, so I'm having my beers, because I worked all week, and I deserve some free time, because we're free, or are we? Anyway, I got a news item about the UK that you may be interested in. Of course you may not, but here's a picture of a... Jesus! Holy... This goddamn scared me. Anyway, this is a picture of the Chief Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police. That's the police in the London area. And yes, this is a femon, and she's also a lesbian. And whoever thought it was a great idea to put a femon lesbian in the position of the Chief of Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police? Well, somebody did. Of course, they were just ticking a box, weren't they? Anyway, this commissioner has now resigned. It's a year too late, or more than a year too late. And as usual, when you pick a person just for diversity's sake, or for virtual signalling, it just doesn't work. And this person was absolutely useless at the job. And now the mayor of Sadiq Khan has no confidence in her. Of course, I have no confidence in him. He's a very weak, woke man. I say man, I use the term very loosely. He's turned London into a free-for-all for knives and crime. And he's turned London into unrecognisable, if you are English, that is. And he's another person that should go, because he was another diversity pick. But I watched the resignation of this femon, and you know what? I could not see any feeling or get any feelings from her face or whatever. It was like a robot talking. So now the position is vacant. So they're looking for somebody. And you want to bet your bottom dollar they'll find somebody who's woke. Who doesn't really have the credentials for the job, but it ticks another box. What they should do is pick a man for the job. Men have been police for hundreds and hundreds of years. Men are the only species that actually police themselves. Femons don't really police each other, do they? Plus, they're far too emotional. They should find a man who has honesty, integrity, values, years on the force with wisdom, and a strong man, not physically, but mentally. Years ago, those men would be easy to find. But nowadays, you have to look a lot harder. And speaking of the police, a day or two ago, I watched the Chief of Police of Ottawa giving a press conference. And he was quite excited and threatening the people all over the place. It didn't seem like the Chief of Police. It seemed like somebody, a dictator in Venezuela or something. It's probably the most embarrassing thing I saw. And the government in Ontario is trying to freeze the Gift Send Go place now. They don't have any power over the site, I don't believe. But the money coming in they could probably get to and stop somehow. They've taken the diesel or tried to steal the diesel. They're even taking firewood from people's hands to try and keep warm because it's very cold. I mean, is this really a police force or something else? And of course, it's all in behest of the government. For those Canadians that are sitting on the fence, or didn't even know a fence was there, surely you can see the way the government is now. So you see, Canadians, you weren't free. You just thought you were. And it's the way the Canadian government is trying to spin the truckers as terrorists and whatever else, except for what they really are. Canadians who just want their freedom back. And these Canadians are the Canadians you would meet anywhere in Canada. They have families, and they're hard-working. I also just watched a speech from Doug Ford. You know, that Canadian politician. I remember quite a few years ago, he started off pretty good. But listen to him now. He sounds like all the rest. He's sold out. The Freedom Convoy of Canada has torn away the thin veneer of the government and shown us what it really is. And it reminds me of that series that was on many years ago. It was called V. Of course, in that case, they were aliens, and they tried to smile and promise us things and trick us as well. Anyway, let me know what you think and if you actually remember that series, V. And I want to thank my sponsor, Budweiser. Gee, take it easy, guys.